It's 25 years since the Australian-made logo was born. Back in 1986, manufacturing was a much bigger part of the economy. As the industries declined, the standards of what legally constituted Made in Australia were watered down. So are consumers still helping to shore up Australian jobs when they choose products bearing the well-known tag? Lexi Metherill reports.
The green and gold logo has barely changed since 1986, when it was unveiled by the then Prime Minister, Bob Hawke.
This campaign seeks to urge all of our fellow Australians to choose the Australian product over the imported item.
The campaign's commercial the following year, set to the strains of John Williamson's surrogate national anthem, True Blue, showed steelworkers making the logo.
This symbol is an official guarantee that says the product you have chosen is made in Australia by Australians. Anything else just isn't True Blue.
But steelworks, like the whole manufacturing sector, is on the decline, and that's meant it's much harder to produce something that's entirely made in Australia than it was in 1986.
The rules that allow the use of the term made in Australia were changed in the 90s to reflect exactly that.
The chief executive of the Australian Made campaign, Ian Harrison, says the Made in Australia tag used to mean at least 75% of the costs of making the product were incurred here. Now it's only 50%.
The reason that we allow imported components is that a whole lot of Australian manufacturing has been lost over the years. And one example that's an easy one to understand is plastics. If you're making something out of plastic, the great majority of engineering plastics, I think all of the engineering ones, have to be imported into Australia.
So when someone does buy something that bears the Made in Australia logo, on average, how much of that product will have been made in Australia?
It varies extensively. There are some products that carry it that would be 100%, well, nearly 100%. There are other products that can be a lot less in percentage, but none of them can be below 50% by value, and all of the products need to have been made here. And that doesn't include simple assembly and just simple packaging and these sorts of things. It's got to be made here, substantially transformed in our country.
While the early ads highlighted manufacturing, more recent ads, including one featuring the country singer Lee Kernaghan, have focused on locally grown food and fresh produce.
You're supporting our farming families. You're supporting Australian jobs.
Ian Harrison says that's a sector the rebranded Australian-made, Australian-grown campaign is increasingly promoting.
Australians are genuinely interested in what we eat, and we know that Australian products or produce has grown to high standards, very safe standards, so we can buy that it's fresh, it's clean, green environment, all those good things. So for foods, it's a great selling tool to be Australian, and that actually applies for the foods and processed foods that we export out of this country, particularly to Asia.
But while the logo's faced its challenges, its design is enduring. The Australian Made campaign says it's on more than 10,000 products and is recognised by 94% of Australians. The president of the Victorian Farmers Federation, Andrew Broad, says produce bearing the logo is superior to that without it.
The process is that consumers generally buy on price. However, I would always argue that if you want a healthier product, you should look for an Australian product. And I guess that's one of the reasons the Australian Made, Australian Grown campaign has been running a Think campaign. But when you've got a comparable price, Australians will usually buy Australian product every time.
That's the Victorian Farmers Federation President Andrew Broad, ending that report by Lexi Metherill.